This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And there's few people who are just talking about it. If you leave a tenth of what you're being taught, then you can get lost. I mean, Yawm al-Qiyam, you can find yourself hawa or halak, meaning you won't make it Yawm al-Qiyam if you leave a tenth of what you have, or less. Ushayr is even less. قال وسيأتي زمان علماؤه قليل وخطباؤه كثير من تمسك فيه بعشير ما يعلم نجا. And there'll be a time where the scholars who are implementing knowledge and role modeling are few, and the people who talk about it are many. And at that point, if people just get a tenth of what they know, then they'll make it. And the wording of Imam Tirmidhi is a little bit more straightforward, where he says, you're at a time, if you leave out 10, you're done, and another time will come where they just do 10. So what does this mean? So the headline will be, Sheikh Adnan says, 10% of Islam is enough, and you don't need to... No, what I'm saying is that the Prophet ﷺ was identifying, in this narration, this teaching, that as time progresses, or as things move forward, depending on the situation, people will have to regress versus progress in different directions regarding how they practice their deen. I don't think here he's talking about the tenth as in just any tenth. I think what he's explaining, and I talked about this last time, as that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, if we're in a time where it's comfortable and there's a lot of implementers and there's a lot of role models, then we have to get this, we have to perfect it all. And we have to talk about it all. And all of it needs to be practiced down to the detail. But another time will come where Muslims are struggling and we don't have as much access to that to those scholars. And then you need to go back to the basics. Not as in a tenth, any random tenth of Islam, but rather regressing back to the basics of Islam to hold on to the fundamentals of the faith. You need to hold on to that tenth, because a tenth of Islam, really, if you think about it, is really what you're going to be heavily held accountable for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Like the fara'id, the obligatories, everything that is mandatory for you in Islam to believe or to do, they only add up to maybe 10% of what the whole faith is. Think about everything that was written about Islam. Think about all of the books of fiqh and seerah and tazkiyah, all these books. Wallahi, we have probably the largest religious maktaba in the world. Hundreds of thousands of books. Each book can be multiple volumes written. The mandatory aspect of Islam is very small, very simple. Sometimes you have to go back to the basics. What are the basic principles? What are the basic values? What do I need to absolutely not leave? And then if we all do that, and we start from that 10%, then we're able. I don't think we're even close to that. We're not even remotely close to that time, by the way. We're way far away. We still, as Muslims across the globe, agree on over 92% of what Islam is. Over 92% of Islam is agreed upon amongst Muslims all across. We just 8% between fiqh and aqidah that people disagree upon. But it's easy to emphasize that 8%. Especially when the intentions aren't clear and people are struggling. It's easy to emphasize something that's very peripheral and the common ground is huge. But a time will come, as he's explaining alayhi salatu wasalam, where that common ground may decrease, then you need to hold on to that basics. As he said last time, just hold on to the carpet, the common ground you're standing on, hold on to it, because that's how you're going to make it. And back then, when he was around alayhi salatu wasalam, they didn't need to do that. He was there. The Sahaba were scholars. They were implementing Islam. You had no excuse. You had no excuse not to excel at this. Because you are surrounded by people who, just looking at their faces, it fixes something wrong inside of you. If you, just looking at their faces, just sitting beside them, you're going to walk away with benefit from them. And I think there's something there for us all to reflect upon. In times of difficulty, always know what you recline upon. Recline upon those fundamentals, those principles, those values, those basics. Hold on to them and make sure everyone does as well. And that's how we save ourselves. And save what's left of our ummah. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إنكم في زمان علماؤه كثير وخطباؤه قليل من ترك فيه عشير ما يعلم هوى أو قال هلك وسيأتي زمان علماؤه قليل وخطباؤه كثير من تمسك فيه بعشر ما يعلم نجا. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله وسلم وبارك وعظم على نبينا وحبيبنا.